Sharing Time, Pioneers and Temples by Vicki F. Matsumori. And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. Micah chapter 4, verse 2. What do you think of when you hear the word pioneer? Do you picture a woman wearing a long dress and a bonnet? Is she pulling a handcart? Perhaps you think of children trudging westward across the American plains during a blizzard. While those are examples of pioneers, you can find other kinds of pioneers in your own family. Many parents and grandparents have sacrificed to build the kingdom of God in every corner of the world. Instead of bonnets, long dresses, or coveralls, these pioneers might have worn berets, kimonos, or serapes. No matter where you live, you receive blessings because others have worked and sacrificed. Just as the ancient Israelites, you enjoy cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them, and of olive yards which ye planted not do ye eat. Joshua chapter 24, verse 13. One of the greatest blessings we have today is the more than 100 temples throughout the world for worthy members to attend. All of the temples have been built with tithing donations and the sacrifice of generations of church members. Modern-day pioneers continue to work hard, not only to build temples, but also to prepare themselves to attend the temple. President Hinckley said that many modern-day pioneers have very little of this world's goods, but they have in their hearts a great burning faith concerning this latter-day work. They love the Lord and want to do His will. They are paying their tithing, modest as it is. They make tremendous sacrifices to visit the temples. They travel for days at a time in cheap buses and on old boats. They save their money and do without to make it all possible. What can you do to be a pioneer? You can help build temples for yourselves and future generations when you pay your tithing. When you pay tithing, you are also doing one of the things that will help make you worthy to enter the temple. You can prepare for baptism and keep your baptismal covenants, another way to be worthy to enter the temple. You can help others understand the importance of the temple. And if no one in your own family has been to the temple, you can be a pioneer by helping them set a goal of being worthy to enter it. As you make sacrifices to help your own family and others enjoy temple blessings, you will be like the pioneers of the past. You will help yourself and your brothers and sisters throughout the world enjoy the blessings of attending a temple close to home, where you and they can receive the wonderful ordinances that will help you and them return to Heavenly Father. Along with this article, there is a map on page 47 of the world. Accompanying this article on page 46 is a map of the world with 9 pictures of different temples. Number 1, Kirtland Temple, first temple of the dispensation of the fullness of times, dedicated March 27, 1836. Number 2, St. George, Utah Temple, first temple built by the pioneers in Utah, dedicated April 6, 1877. 3, Cardston, Alberta Temple, first temple in Canada, dedicated August 26, 1923. 4, Bern, Switzerland Temple, first temple in Europe, dedicated September 11, 1955. 5, Sao Paulo, Brazil Temple, first temple in South America, dedicated October 30th, 1978. 6, Tokyo, Japan Temple, first temple in Asia, dedicated October 27th, 1980. 7, Mexico City, Mexico Temple, First Temple in Mexico, dedicated December 2, 1983. 8. Sydney, Australia Temple, First Temple in Australia, dedicated September 20, 1984. 9. Johannesburg, South Africa Temple, First Temple in Africa, dedicated August 24, 1985. Under 10 is a blank place for you to fill in the first temple in which I plan to do baptisms for the dead, dedicated blank. Sharing time ideas. 1. To help the children understand the blessings that come from making financial sacrifices to build and attend the temple, share personal stories from local members or from church magazines. See, This is a Day of Sacrifice, Friend, February 1987, page 1, contents page. The Temple at 12, New Era, May 2001, page 9. The Blessing of Building a Temple, Ensign, May 1976, pages 101 and 102. Have an older class present Mark, chapter 12, verses 41 through 44, as a choral reading. See Teaching No Greater Call, page 163. Discuss what a mite is and why Jesus said that the widow had given more than the rich people. Help the children understand the blessings of paying tithing, no matter what size the amount. Have the children read Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 aloud together. Discuss some of the personal blessings that come because of the payment of tithing. Discuss what tithing money is used for in the church. Sing either, I'm glad to pay a tithing, or I want to give the Lord my tenth, from the Children's Songbook, page 150. Give each child 10 paper circles to represent coins. Discuss the importance of paying tithing to the Lord first. Have the children draw a picture of a temple on one coin. On the remaining coins, have them draw something else that the money could be used for: clothes, food, school supplies, savings, transportation, toys, mission preparation, etc. Testify of the blessings you have received from paying tithing. For younger children, draw an open window on the chalkboard. Read Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. Have a leader or teacher tell the story of President Lorenzo Snow's revelation on tithing. See Primary 5 Manual, pages 274 through 276. Discuss the personal blessings that come to the church members because they paid their tithing. Discuss what tithing is used for: temples, meeting houses, supplies, etc. Have children take turns drawing in the chalkboard window one of the blessings mentioned. 2. Give each child a paper sack and pencil or crayon to make a pioneer puppet. See Teaching No Greater Call, pages 176 and 177. Ahead of time, ask four adults to tell about the building of the Kirtland, Nauvoo, and Salt Lake temples, and the temple in your area. See Primary 5 Manual, Lessons 25, 35, and 44 for information on the Kirtland, Nauvoo, and Salt Lake temples. Divide the primary into four groups. Have each group meet with one of the adults to learn about the building of that temple. Have the children make puppets, then plan and practice how they will portray the event with their puppets. Have each group take turns presenting their puppet show to the rest of the primary. Choose songs from the heritage section, green pages, of the children's songbook to sing between each presentation. 3. Help the children understand this month's scripture reference by having them locate Micah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 in their scriptures. Ask the children to picture in their minds what is being described as they follow along while an older child reads the scripture aloud. Explain that the mountain of the Lord means the temple. In ancient times, prophets like Abram, see Genesis chapter 12, verses 7 and 8, Moses, see Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and Nephi, see 1 Nephi chapter 18, verse 3, went to the mountains to receive instruction from Heavenly Father when there were no temples available. Have the children listen to Micah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 again. Then list on the chalkboard what it says about the temple. People shall flow unto it. The Lord shall teach us His ways there. We will learn there how to walk in His paths. In Psalm 24, verse 3, King David asks, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord?" Have the children turn to Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4, and discuss what the requirements for ascending into the hill of the Lord, going to the temple, mean. Having clean hands and a pure heart, not lifting up his soul unto vanity or swearing deceitfully. Have the children suggest songs from the children's songbook that reinforce these principles. For example, "The Lord Gave Me a Temple," page 153, "Hum Your Favorite Hymn," page 152, and "The Word of Wisdom," pages 154 and 155. President Hinckley has given us similar counsel. The 6 B's, see Friend, February 2001, pages 24 and 25. Help the children remember them by playing a matching game. Make 2 copies of each of the B's as word strips. Be grateful, be smart, be clean, be true, be humble, be prayerful. After the children take turns making matches, challenge them to choose one of the B's to live better this week, to help them prepare to attend the temple. 4. In the 1995 October General Conference, President Hinckley said, "I have a burning desire that a temple be located within reasonable access to Latter-day Saints, where Latter-day Saints can get to it without great hardship throughout the world." Ensign, November 1995, page 52. Talk about the blessings of having temples close to church members. People do not need to travel as far, and the ordinances are available in many different languages. Sing Children All Over the World, Children's Songbook, pages 16 and 17, or Feliz Cumpleaños, Children's Songbook, page 282. Use a map to help the children locate where they live. Attach a marker at that location. Have the children suggest the names of several temples throughout the world. List these on the chalkboard. Ask, "Which of these is closest to you? Which is farthest?" Locate the suggested temples on the map. Have a child use a piece of string or other measuring device to see which temple is closest, farthest. Make a timeline to show the increased building of temples to provide reasonable access for Latter-day Saints throughout the world. Mark spaces to represent 10-year intervals from 1836 to 1996. Then mark each year from 1996 to the present. Give each child a small piece of paper to represent a temple. For smaller primaries, each child may be given more than one marker. Show the number of temples dedicated in each interval by having the children take turns placing a temple marker along the timeline as follows: 1836 to 1846, 2. 1846 to 1856, 0. 1857 to 1866, 0. 1867 to 1876, 0. 1877 to 1886, 2. 1887 to 1896, 2. 1897 to 1906, 0. 1907 to 1916, 0. 1917 to 1926, 2. 1927 to 1936, 1. 1937 to 1946, 1. 1947 to 1956, 2. 1957 to 1966, 3. 1967 to 1976, 3. 1977 to 1986, 24. 1987 to 1996, 9. 1997, 2. 1998, 2. 1999, 15. 2000, 34. 2001, 4. 2002, 3. As of the 30th of June, 2002. Express gratitude for the blessings of having so many temples available around the world. 5. Song presentation. Explain that Truth from Elijah, Children's Songbook, pages 90 to 91, is based on Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, but that this biblical prophecy was so important that it was recorded in the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price. Divide the children into four groups and give each group one of these references. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. 3 Nephi chapter 25, verses 5 and 6. Doctrine and Covenants, section 2, verses 1 and 2. And Joseph Smith, History, chapter 1, verses 38 and 39. Have a child in the first group read the scripture in Malachi out loud, while the other children see how close to the same words their scriptures are. Then have the children see how close their scriptures are to what you sing in the first part of Truth from Elijah. Sing up to Have Turned, and have them raise their hands when they hear you sing words they are reading. Ask which words were the same. Have them sing that phrase. Ask them to listen for the name of the prophet who restored the truth. Sing up to Have Learned, and ask who the prophet was, Elijah. Have them sing that phrase with you. Then ask them to count how many times repeated words are sung up to there while you sing that much again. Ask what was repeated. Have turned, have learned. And how many times? 3. Have them again sing that entire first section. Next, have the children listen for four things mentioned in the next part of the song that tells what they can do. Sing up to Bind Them to Us for Eternity. Have four children hold up the following items to help them remember the phrases. Seek out our loved ones. A family group sheet. Preserving their names and their memory. A family history book. To kneel in the temple. A picture of a temple. And bind them to us for eternity. A picture of a multi-generation family. Sing each of these phrases individually with the children. Then sing the song from the beginning up to that point. The last sentence has the same words as the first sentence, but a slightly different melody. Sing the last line. Have the children sing it with you. Then sing the entire song. Express gratitude for your own parents, grandparents, and ancestors, and the desire you have to be with them by being sealed to them for eternity. 6. Additional friend resources. Opening the Windows of Heaven, October 2000. Inside front cover, Tithing Around the World, June 1999, pages 24 and 25 and 47. Building with Ancestors, August 1998, pages 8 through 10. Tithing, a Privilege, November 1998, inside front cover. Temple Firsts, April 1997, page 11. See also Small Temples, Large Blessings, Ensign, November 1998, pages 64 and 65. Symbol of Sacrifice, Monument to Life, Ensign, October 1993, pages 8 through 11. End of Sharing Time, Pioneers and Temples by Vicky S. Matsumori and Sharing Time Ideas.